This is CliffCentral.com.
He was gone, but only for a few hours. And now, he is back.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Get ready for a brand new episode.
Are you ready?
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Let's go.
It began in Africa.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The heartbeat of the diaspora. The O'Neill Africa Experience, the home of African talent.
This is CliffCentral.com.
It's one of my favorite songs of all times. This is Kajanine from Burundi. The song is called Wale Watu. It's a song written in Swahili, in fact. She basically talks about the plight of black people in general. In fact, African people. A song that came out in the 90s. I think her breakout single, if I'm not wrong. She was raised in Burundi, but at some point she immigrated, I believe, to Belgium. She got married, etc., etc., etc. She continues to tour up to today, and she continues to make awesome music. Speaking of awesome music, I also played you another South African great, Jabu Kanyile, a song called Sponky Ponky. I played you that just before this one. It's yet another beautiful Friday. Welcome to the show. We call it the O'Neill Africa Experience on a Friday. Today it seems I'm rolling solo because my co-pilot isn't here yet. But I tell you what, there's no chance of me feeling lonely because of the company I have in studio right now. I'm very excited about the man we have in studio. I've had him here before, but it was like years ago. He's gone on to do amazing things. Firstly, People Magazine referred to him as one of SA's greatest pop stars. Not only that, this man has just, listen, a milestone recently. I was on my timeline and just this came up about how he has reached over 1 million streams across all digital media platforms. His name is Daniel Barron, and I'm a huge fan. Welcome to the show, bruh.
Thank you so much, man. Great to be back.
Great seeing you, man.
Yeah, you too. You too, man.
It's been a while. Let me tell you, the last time I saw this man, he was a bit scrawny. So now, this man is topless on pictures, and I'm like, how long has it been? So much has clearly happened. You look great, by the way.
Thanks so much, man.
Yeah. Living the life of a superstar now, I see.
Well, yeah. I kind of, for a while, I was like in studio for just making music. And you know, you almost forget to do things like eat and work out a bit, and so I kind of realized I needed to balance up my life a little bit more, not just although I make music all the time,
but
I got into the gym and it's done good for me, and it's also, you know, it's good for the mind as well. Being in that kind of that frame of mind where you're pushing yourself, and it crosses straight through to my career, and it motivates you to keep pushing, you know.
Excuse me. You know, when I remember the last time we spoke up until now, I love what you're doing, because, you know, some people would focus mostly just on the music and neglect themselves in the process. But what you're saying is that it's an entire thing. It's a paradigm shift that you need to alter the way you think, and somehow that translates to the work that you do as well.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. It's something that music, we kind of, you know, music is pretty much feelings put into sound,
yeah.
And that's kind of like whatever you going through, or whatever your opinions or your views on the world,
yeah.
You're putting it into music. And you know, I realized that, you know, you've got to live your craft as well. I did a song called Children of the Sun that was where I was, you know, I started realizing that, you know, human beings, we're all under the same sky. Mm. And I realize that music can bring people together, you know, in a big way. I mean, you see music festivals all over the world where it's uniting all cultures, all ages, whatever. Yeah. And then I think music can end wars, man.
Yeah. Certainly. Now, let's just cover the basics. You are self-taught musician.
Yes. Yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
So when I was... let's go back, like when I was 6 years old, that pretty much means I saw a dude playing drums on the TV, and I went into the kitchen and I took some pots and pans and found some chopsticks, and I started copying him, and I started playing drums, and then I started there was an old out of tune piano in my house, I used to go and sit at the piano and just like mess around, you know. Yeah. And then slowly but surely, I think, yeah, my parents tried to they wanted me to go to lessons, and I went to one piano lesson, and I hated it. I couldn't be told what to do. I almost have my own had my own kind of way of doing it, and sat at the piano. I just used to put the radio on next to it and copy what I heard, and slowly but surely taught myself everything that I know now, I guess. Yeah.
And then obviously you move from that to the point where you realize that this is something I can pursue as a career. Talk to me about that transition.
So that kind of started happening through school. I was like kind of skipping class, going into the hall and sitting at the piano, starting to write music. And that's when I started realizing that this is what I want to do. And I almost went to... Yeah, I went to a couple of concerts and saw. I remember seeing John Legend in concert back one of the first times he came to South Africa. It was at Sun City, and I remember watching him, and I was like, "That's what I want to do," you know. And it took a while. Like my first gig was playing at a restaurant, performing and singing one or two cover songs. And then from then on, I started earning a bit of pocket money slowly but surely. I was still in school, and finished school and went into studio and recorded one of my songs that I'd written, and then just started sending it out to radio stations. And before I knew it, like, radio started playing it, and then I couldn't stop there. I kept going. I kept pushing and kept playing performing wherever I could perform. And I didn't give up. There were lots of times where I was trying to get signed, and that was my dream, send out my demos to record labels. And I got turned down like about 3, 4, 5 times.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, I'm just going to keep doing this. I'm going to do it myself. So I kept writing, kept recording, and put my stuff out to radios, and they started playing it. It slowly started catching people's attention, and... before I knew it, I had a number one hit in South Africa. It was a song that I did with rapper Proverb.
Yeah.
And we did this track together, and it went to number one. And then, even after that, I had to keep pushing. And
You kept on working. I know in 2013, you opened for Bon Jovi.
Yeah, that was a crazy moment. Yeah, that was amazing. That was shortly after my number one... shortly after one of my tracks went to number one, and I got chosen to open. I played at Soccer City, and that was, walking out in front of a crowd of 65,000 people was.
Any nerves?
Yeah, a little bit, but I think you kind of realize it's start almost getting addicted to that feeling. You know,
yeah.
it's like your adrenaline pumping, but you just love your craft so much that. You want those nerves because it kind of like it makes you do even better.
In studio, we're hanging out with Daniel Barron, and we're talking about his career and everything he's achieved up to this point. You also collaborated with Euphonic recently.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your sound, because I see you dabble. You move this pop. I pick up traces of pop, and at the same time, there's a bit of EDM there now and then. Where do you place? Where do we place you?
So that's my thing. Like you can't really place me in any, because I'm a producer. I've through the years, started producing my own stuff, and I love every kind of music. So I wasn't able to box myself into a certain thing. I mean, I started off doing a bit of pop stuff, a bit of rock here and there, and then did a bit of. Kind of crossed into a bit of house / dance music, and that's why I love collaborating. So recently we myself and Euphonic did a track, and that was it was more EDM based and a bit of house in it, and it's just like I realized that music is music. It doesn't matter what genre it is, and I listen to every kind of music. I make every kind of music, and that's me.
All right, here's Daniel Barron. This is Children of the Sun.
Yeah.
We continue with our conversation on the other side, and hopefully he'll get to perform for us as well. Stand by, don't move.
We're very young, in vain, we run from the night. Dreaming of ever long.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yep. There you have it, man. This is Children of the Sun. Undeniable talent. Absolutely undeniable talent. You have a new single called Sacrifice. Is it new?
Yeah, it's brand new. It's brand new. Yeah, yeah.
So now that's a bit more sultry, a bit more subtle, a bit more romance.
You could say it's a little more romance. It's quite a sexy tune. It's I delved into the funk genre. It's like you'll think of Bruno Mars and Michael Jackson when you hear this song. It's it's very funky, but it's my little twist on it. It's got a very groovy bass line, and that's Sacrifice for you.
Writing for you. Talk to me about the process of writing for you. How do you get yourself in the zone? Is there anything specific, anything quirky, anything weird that you do?
You know, I always say there's no formula, but like for me the secret is just be real and open up your heart and like pour whatever, be honest, you know, and honesty is important when you're songwriting. And even when I write for other artists, you know, I draw from everything I've experienced, and sometimes it happens randomly. Like I'll be driving in the car and I'll think of a tune and I'll quickly like record it, because you know, you think of a tune, you think, wow, this is great. I'll never forget this tune, but you forget it quickly. So that's what the iPhone's for. We pull it out and record it quick. And then sometimes I'll think of a, you know, like, yeah, I guess I take Children of the Sun, for example. Like I was in the car and I had this melody going in my head, and I thought of the tune and I recorded it, and I forgot about it for like a couple of months. And then I was scrolling through my phone and I listened to it, and I was like, oh, I remember coming up with that. That was special. And then I sat at the piano and I thought of this lyric to go with the tune. And then I sat and the next stage took like 10-15 minutes to quickly put the rest together. And then when it happens like that, then you know it's cool.
There's something special there. Yeah. In studio, we are still hanging out with Daniel Barron. He's going to perform for us. What are you performing for us?
I'm going to perform. I'm going to do one of my favorite songs. It's a song I kind of wish I wrote. A song called "Purple Rain" by Prince.
Serenade me, please.
Yeah, man.
So Prince. So you're obviously a fan.
I'm a massive fan of Prince. He was a pioneer in, I guess, doing what I do. You know, he was. He also didn't stick to one genre. He was like all over the place. There was a bit of rock, there was a bit of pop stuff, a bit of R&B, and then a bit of funk. So it was like everywhere, and that's what I believe. You know, he I think also he portrayed himself. He portrayed his music in what he how he dressed and what he said and what he didn't say. He was quite a quiet sort of dude, I think.
Yeah,
as well.
No. Prince is quite special. Yep, the man is going to perform Purple Rain for us. This is quite special. So get your phones out. I'm super excited. Let's go.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The home of African talent.
It began in Africa.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The heartbeat of the diaspora.
Never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. Yeah. Only wanted one town to see you laughing. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. I only wanna see you laughing in the purple. Never won't be a weekend lover. Oh. Yeah. I only wanted to be some kind of friend. Yeah. Honey, I will never steal you from another. Such a shame our friendship had to end. A purple rain, purple rain. A purple rain, purple rain. A purple rain, purple rain. Young, dumb, yeah. Young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb, young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb and broke. Young, dumb and purple.
You're brave for taking on that song. Brave for doing it. Any other artists that inspire you?
So many. I mean, I mentioned Prince, obviously Michael Jackson. Guys that didn't stick in their you know, just did what they wanted to do in music. You know, they broke rules. You know?
Yeah.
Obviously, like all the original rock stars of our time. Like, I mean, even from Elvis to, you know, you know, like Mick Jagger and these guys that didn't really care about what people thought or what the the industry wanted from them. Certainly. They just broke the rules, you know.
Certainly.
And I mean, if you look at the music coming out of South Africa. Someone like Black Coffee. I mean, he kept at it, and he just did what he wanted to do, and he just broke the boundaries, you know. And that's what inspires me.
I was reading about you. You don't seem interested in moving anywhere. You're happy being where you are, and at the same time, you're very proud of being unsigned.
Yeah, for me, it's in the beginning of my career, like, I was turned down a lot of times, and I eventually got one or two offers from major labels, and that's when I realized that I didn't really want to sign at that point. Things were already kind of happening, and I thought, you know, let me just try and do this on my own. And I've got nothing against labels. It's, you know, labels are great. They give artists a big platform, but it just kind of didn't gel for me at the point in my mind. And I am proud of being unsigned, because I've got to this point without the help of a major label. I've built my own team. I've got to the point where we've played big festivals, big shows in front of massive crowds.
Yeah,
I've passed the million stream thing, and you know, it's not an arrogant thing at all. It's almost just a thing saying, like, I just want to see if I can do it on my own.
You found your rhythm. I did. Just stick to that and see it through.
That's it.
Again, it takes a special person to be able to arrive at that conclusion. Look, I can't imagine this business being easy.
It's not easy. I mean, and as you say, it's a business. So, I've got to be a businessman. I've got to put my businessman cap on, and I do have a phenomenal manager who has, you know, helps with that side of things, you know. It's tough to do everything, so it's good to have a good team and a good band. I mean, it's like when I travel, it's not just me. It's we travel with the musicians, and it's all live music, and it's surrounding yourself with the good people. But then also in the same vein, I've also realized, like, You can't completely rely on everyone else. You've got to freaking do a lot of work yourself, you know, and that's a big part of it.
Speaking of which, you're touring.
Yes.
Or you've been touring around the country.
Yeah, we kicked off the tour a couple of months ago. I went through the whole of the Eastern Cape, played about eight to nine shows there, and now I've just played a few shows in Joburg. I've got one or two coming up as well. The 13th of October, I'm going to be out in the countryside. It's more of like a lunchtime kind of stripped down acoustic show.
But those are the best, right?
Yeah. And that's going to be really cool. That's at a beautiful venue. It's called River Place. And then, we're heading to Bloem. We're heading to Pretoria, and then off to the West Coast. And that's going to be fun.
Is there any place that stands out for you in terms of places that you performed as you were touring?
You know, it's, for me, the small towns are really, really special, because, you know, I don't get to go to small towns often. Yeah. And when you get to these little towns, they're beautiful places, beautiful parts of the country that you don't get to see often. And then you're just welcomed by a massive crowd of people that you didn't think even knew your music, you know.
Yeah.
And that to me is the most special, where you go to a place where you don't expect to hear some places not 1,000 fans, but like, say, like even 300 or 200 people shouting, singing your music back at you. It's like, it's very special, you know. Yeah.
One of the things that we do here on the show is every now and then we put an artist through a challenge.
Okay.
So I don't suppose this is not a challenge to you. I mean, you do music all the time. So we have to create a song on the spot.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, that's what I do for a living. So
there we go. So this is not even a challenge. I should have thought.
No. I'm not saying. No. Don't get me wrong. This is gonna be. I don't want to speak too soon yet.
All right. If we can get some guitar going as well, that'd be nice. Okay. So I've got a topic for you. You have to make it work.
Okay. Cool.
It's water.
Okay. Water.
So we're creating a song about water, and we're gonna somehow make sure that it's interesting.
Okay, cool.
Are we good?
Let me try it. Yeah.
All right. So here we go. Remember, this is our challenge, and the man has not done this before with us. So yeah. So go ahead.
Let's do this. Let's play this one in the key of C. Make it easy. Yeah.
Sitting outside ignoring you. It's raining. I'm down lonely. All the sons and all the daughters, will you jump into the water? Oh, the sun's coming out. All the sons and all the daughters, will you jump into the water? Jump into the water, singing, ooh, yeah. I'm singing, jumping in, all right now.
I don't know what that song was about, but I was just like letting the melody take me somewhere.
I actually saw your manager's face changing. I don't know whether you were happy or you were sad.
No, it's when he doesn't know what the, like, he sometimes sings when he creates a song and you hear he has the melody there, but you can't hear what lyric he's
got. Yeah.
So you see, that's a man who knows you. But that was beautiful. Yeah. Does it come as easily for you when you're in studio? Does it come this easy all the time?
Yeah, it does. You know, and the cool thing is, you know, it's like I don't like to force it. So but then again, sometimes the first little hook that comes in. That's why, like, I hope we recorded this because there was something there actually. Like, but like, yeah, if it's not happening, like if we're on a day when it's like I'm not thinking of the right thing. I just sit back and we just go take a chill pill and just relax, you know, and have a glass of wine and then come back a bit later and then, you know, then it'll click into place, you know. Yeah, this is the new single.
Yes, this is Sacrifice. When we come back, we'll wrap up our discussion. Stand by.
This is CliffCentral.com.
It's a brand new one from Daniel Barron. It's called Sacrifice. I feel it, man. I love it.
Thanks, man.
Was it challenging to work on this?
Actually not. No,
it sounds very technical to me.
Well, I guess there's a bit of technicalities in it, it kind of came together beautifully, yeah. We've got another
MTC in the building.
There's a superstar that's just arrived. Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna be joining us shortly. So immediately when the song came on, I felt that funk you were talking about. You were referencing sort of like your Prince's got that Justin Timberlake thing going on there.
Absolutely.
Is this sound going forward? What inspired this?
A bit
song?
Of this, yeah.
Why did you want to do this now?
So I think what comes with funk, with like funk and a bit of these moving bass lines and stuff is, it's a bit of a cheeky kind of I don't care kind of vibe. And anyway, I just came out of a bit of a breakup from a 4-year relationship. So I think I pushed a bit of that like I don't care anymore kind of vibe into this, and it comes into this kind of a cheeky sort of vibe, like I'm moving on and I was, my heart was broken, but like now I'm kind of moving forward, you know.
And I love
like,
it. Yeah, I love yeah. it. Is this coming from a specific project, EP, album?
So this is basically preluding an upcoming album. Yeah, it's gonna be my fourth album. Yeah,
okay, yeah. You want to just quickly tell us about that album? How far into it are you?
So we're still in the finalizing process. It's a process. There's pretty much like it's quite a big album as an artist, as a songwriter, producer. Like it's quite hard to like narrow down when you've got like 25 tracks, you're trying to like
narrow
it down. And so we're still in that phase, but I can say it'll be out before the end of the year.
How much of those songs and or the process of having to choose is based on what the market wants at a particular time?
So that's a great question. For this album, for me, I'm not trying to aim anything at specifically. This is trying to create for radio, create for a specific single. I decided I just wanted to just freaking make the music, and I'm just kind of doing what I want to do. Some of the tracks are like 5-6 minutes long. Like I'm really just making music for people that want to listen to it if they want to. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Nice. We love it. Listen, I did mention that MT's here. We don't have much time together, but I'll tell you what. Why don't you stick around, Daniel? I mean, we've got about less than 20 minutes. So why don't we do this together? MT, welcome to the show, brother.
What's up?
Yeah, the man has got a brand new album out. We're going to talk about that shortly. Stand by.
This is CliffCentral.com. And if you play me, I'm gone. Yeah, about to
ban on Mona Buzamina. One of the finest producers of this generation, MT, is in the building. He's got a brand new album out. It came out. Is it out already?
Yeah, it's already out. It came out today. It's already on number one on iTunes.
So, man, yeah. I am not surprised. For the first time in a long time, somebody puts out an album and there's not a single negative comment.
Yeah.
Everyone talks about how amazing it is. I haven't had the opportunity to hear it.
Yeah.
But if anything, like the stuff you've done before, I know your work, man.
Yeah.
Like, so talk to me about where you went to creatively with this particular project.
Well, you know, I just went in there and did what I do, you know, crafted these hits, man. You know, that's my specialty, you know, just making music that people can bob their heads to, even dance to, you know. I make the type of music that, you know, even when you're in traffic, you can just jam, you know. So I just went in, had fun, and I touched on some important, you know, issues in life.
Yeah.
Love.
Is it personal on any level?
Yeah, man, you know, there's songs there, just like the one you just heard. It's a groovy song, but it talks about jealousy, you know, people getting jealous about, you know, especially in my situation, about my blessings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's something that I had to learn only after, you know, good things have happened for me, you know. So, yeah, man, I always try my best to talk about things that youth go through.
One of the things that you've been able to do so well since you broke onto the scene was you're able to toe this line where, you know, the streets continue to respect and feel you, but at the same time, guys who are up there are able to feel your work as well. Yeah. It's not something that everybody's able to walk. It's not a line that everybody's able to walk.
Yeah.
How do you manage that that balance?
Well, you know, as far as I can remember, since I was like 5 or 6, all I ever wanted to do was be a musician, you know. So I've sort of prepared for this, you know, my whole life. I learned about the music industry, the South African music industry. I hate reading, but I had a novel about the South African music industry, and I read the book, you know. So this is something that I've always wanted to do. So, even when it comes to the creation of the music, I take my time with the song, you know, go for the right producer, the, you know, all those kind of things. So I've been really, really prepared, man, for my, you know, whole life, really. Even when other kids would be out there playing, I'll be somewhere in a corner writing a song or something like that. So that's why I think I am where I am musically now, you know, because all the things that I imagined as a young kid, all the fantasies I had, you know, they're happening now, and it helped me prepare myself even to make a radio song, make a hit song.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah.
How do you deal with the pressure? Look, I think it's no secret. You've been in the news,
yeah,
for not just music recently. Yeah. Having to work to work on your album, having to tour, having to do everything, your work, your music.
Yeah, for sure.
How do you deal with the pressure of everything? How do you release? What is your thing? How do you release the pressure?
You know, as I said, you know, growing up, this is all I wanted to do. So I've always known that, you know, even the greatest of all time, all the legends have gone through ups and downs. You know, they've had bad publicity, oh, they've had good publicity, they've had to undergo pressures and stuff like that. So it only...
Do you think it sharpens you?
Yeah, it really does. You know, it made sense to me that I'm becoming better. You know, it's either you learn from a circumstance, or it makes or breaks you, actually. You know, so I chose to learn from all the negative things, even the positive. You know, yeah. So all those things, man, they build me. You know, at least when a kid comes up to me and asks for advice, or says I'm someone they look up to, they're looking up to somebody who's been through stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So if I'm to give advice, I would know what I'm talking about.
What is the next step for you? I mean, obviously the album is out, you're pushing that, but yeah. Any projects that you're working on, tours?
Obviously, you know, we'll be doing a lot of shows now that the project is out. People can look forward to music videos from this project. I'm doing more collabs.
Okay.
You know, I'm even trying to, you know, do some international collaboration and stuff like that. You know, so with time, people are still gonna hear and see more of me, man. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, you know. So, yeah.
DIY 2.
Yes, sir.
What's in the title?
DIY, man, it stands for do it yourself. Well, the first DIY came out in 2014, and then in 2015, boom, roll up, you know. So DIY stands for do it yourself. I had just come out of being part of a group many years ago. You know, I was part of many groups, many crews, many gangs, squads, whatever, you know. And the last group that I was a part of, things just went silent. Mm. No one was saying anything. Other people were prospering, then others were seeing flames. And then it just hit me, you know, I can do this by myself, you know, and try and make, you know, make the best out of it. Because at the end of the day, when we met up, we were solo artists, you know. And at the end of the day, as a man, you have to look at your own circumstance, you know. So that's exactly what I did, and I came up with DIY, and it was a success, man. Like the first DIY, that's where I got discovered, you know. That's where JR hit my phone up talking about, he heard my stuff, he saw it on the internet and stuff like that. So shout out to JR. He's the guy who sort of like introduced me to my manager right now. And
okay.
Yeah, so DIY, that's what it is, man. It's a long, you know, it's just a part of my story, you know, and this is the second edition.
MT, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you why I actually paired the two of you together, Daniel Barron as well as MT. Two
yeah.
of you, I've been paying attention to your careers, and to me it seems like you couldn't care less about anything else. You just want to make music, and there seems to be a keen interest in bettering yourself all the time. It seems like it's always about the music. So for me, what would be nice is some kind of collab coming out of this.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah. For sure, man. I haven't really heard
his stuff
really.
It'll be great.
Same. I haven't heard yours. I'm gonna listen to this DIY man, that'll be sick. Yeah.
For sure, man. For sure. I wouldn't mind, man. I work with anyone that I like, bro. So
nice one. MT, listen, thank you very much for joining us today, and congratulations on the album. May it continue to sell.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Come back as it sizzles, as it continues to sizzle. Come back and let's just do some more work here.
For sure, most definitely.
We really appreciate what you're doing. We're gonna play out with Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big up yourself. And Daniel, thank you very much, brother.
Thank you so much.
What are you doing this weekend? Are you performing anywhere?
This weekend, I am getting into studio. I've got no gigs, so it's
nice.
It's the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks' time, we. All over the country, so it's nice to just chill out a little bit.
And MT, I imagine you're doing a lot with the release of your album. You have to.
Yes, sir, most definitely. This weekend we're doing Upington, so yeah, man, people can catch me out there at the Mxolisi Stadium. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll be performing some of the new songs, so yeah.
Nice one.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, this conversation will be available as a podcast at least 30 minutes on the other side of the top of the hour. Thank you kindly for joining me today. Thank you to my producer for putting the show together. We are out of here. We're back again next week, Friday. We're playing out with a brand new one from MT. Get this album, ladies and gentlemen. Put two finger for you. It's getting drunk. Yeah. I see you flexing. Be careful with them stars.
This is CliffCentral.com.